whosoever has been born, he must leave body someday. No exception to the rule. This leaving the body is what is called death. All men, whether high or low, rich or poor, those who were born, they had to leave the body. This is only for a temporary period that the man body has been given to us. This is a golden opportunity. In this we can know God and know. To know God, we must know ourselves first, who we are, what we are. Most part of our life has already passed. The physical body is the first companion that we have when entering the world. But when we leave the world, this does not go along with us. So naturally, all things which have come in our contact, in this physical body, cannot go along with us. So a wise man is one who just works with a foresight. What is that thing that we can do? Take with us, even after leaving the body. So our Master says we cannot know Him unless we learn to die when we die. So this is the last enemy that we have to conquer, is death. But how to conquer death? That can, there is no escape from it, no exception to the rule. Even the masters who came, the very incarnations of God, they also had to leave the body. And we also have to leave the body. Now to conquer that, when there is no escape, I think the only victory we can have is just to learn how to die. What happens at the time of death? Soul leaves the body. The life force withdrawn from the underneath the feet goes up, reaches at the back of the eyes, and eyes are upturned, and the dark skin comes. Now if we know how to leave the body, that will rise above body consciousness. Well, the man who dies daily, who learns to leave his body daily, there's no, fear of death. Death is no bugbear. It is a change from the physical into the beyond. So all masters who came, they said, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Death appears to be a bugbear. You see, to eat one of us, anybody who says, oh, you have to die, he does not like to hear the word of death. But we have to leave the body. Why we are afraid of death? For two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. You have seen the face of those men dying. In what agony they passed through. Second thing is, we do not know what will be our fate after leaving the body? Where to go? So these two things are the main causes of fearing death. So Master says, well, please, you must learn how to leave the body. So those people who are just afraid of death, they only to pass through this death process while alive, and there are many ways for that. Some are artificial, man-made, and some are natural, God-made. The man-made ways are difficult, hazardous, time-consuming, You see? Hereditary, we are not fit for those. So there's a natural way too. When you leave the body, it is said all glory and beauty lies within you. But we have no glimpse of that, you see, no experience of that. Tulsidas, a great saint, tells us. He says when he left the body, reached the third plane, I mean the causal plane, it was so beautiful, so enchanting. He said, well, this is the best of all that a man can have. But he says when he transcended the causal plane, transcended into the Mahabrahman, the pleasure and the bliss that he felt there, and comparison to that, the bliss that he had while in the causal plane, that compared to a washing room. So with all that, we hear so much about it, but we do not know how to leave the body, enter those. So all masters who came, they advised, well, learn to die so that you may be. So one man went to Prophet Muhammad. He told him, well, look here, you, the man asked him, well, you tell us to learn to die. Bamira, though, so man, you die while alive. You want to reap the full fruit of your hangman body. Go learn to die. Leave the body at will. Then the man was afraid of, perhaps by leaving the body, is it a death that will lead me to the grave? And he said, no, it is not such a death that will lead you to the grave. But it is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. This is all another master said. Well, is it possible to die? To leave the body at will? Master say yes. It was also Saint Paul whether man can die. He said, I die daily. Guru Nanak was asked, and he said, well, I die 100 times a day. Mariye to mar jaiye phoot pade sansar. Nanak aisi marni jo mare din mein saav sabha. So all masters advise us to that way. The death which is so fearful, now it appears. But with those who have learnt how to die, to leave the body at will and traverse into the beyond, they have tasted the bliss of the beyond. They want to leave the body, you see, but they are controlled. They have to work on in this plane under the will of God. It so happened that the time of death among our room, one Mohammedan saying, he was at his deathbed while leaving the body. Some friends of his came up, they prayed, oh God, give him recovery. And he opened his eyes, he said, let this recovery be blessed for you. And the people asked him, well, you don't want recovery? He said, no. Why? He said, look here. And the average daily life, I could hardly snatch away some time to leave the body and go into the lap of the Father. So the body stands the veil between me and God. Now the time has come, this body, curtain of the body should be rent asunder once for all. Don't you like that I leave the body and go into the lap of the Father once for all? You see the anger of you? That is why I should say, why should we weep to the star? We be saints. संतन को क्या रही है जो अपने बह जाए रोज आकर बापड़े जो हाटो हाट जुदा वाई शुड वी टू मास्टर्स दे गो टू देर होम्स वी शुड वी फॉर दोज हू हैव स्पॉइल्ड देयर लाइफ दे हैव नॉट लर्नड हाउ टू डाई वाइल इन लाइफ इफ यू वांट टू नो हाउ टू लीव योर बॉडी एट योर विल एंड ट्रैवर्स इनटू द बियॉन्ड हैव एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ दैट ब्यूटी एंड ब्लिस वेल नेचुरली यू लाइक टू बी देयर. So for that reason you find, Kabir said, every day man is dying, but they have not learned to die while alive, the true living, true death, while alive. That is why they come again and again, again and again, because man goes where he is attached. So is it possible, can we leave the body at your own special point? Mirabai says yes. Mira manmani. Sotta Silas Mani. Now I am convinced, Mirabai says, that my soul, can traverse into the beyond, fly into the beyond. Tulsidasa lost the same thing, he says. He says that we can traverse into the beyond. Who? The saints. And others who sit at their feet. So when we go to your master, the first thing he just, first lesson he gives us, to die by life. And how to die. He gives you experience. You forget your body for a while. And your inner eyes open, you have the experience of God in the, as in the form of light and something. Your day to day, you are regular, but no fear of death. So the hymns he was just singing was, it was to the master, you see. And we have seen a very strange event, you see. People are afraid of dying, even to hear the name of death. Strangers, and now they are coming to his feet. Well, master teaches how to die. You see? People are afraid of that, and they're coming of their own will and pleasure. They wanted to die while alive. And the same man having their untimely death daily at the feet of the master. So who can tell us how to leave the body at will, go into the beyond? He can give us an experience how to do it by demonstration. Only by regular practice we must learn how to die at will. If once we know how to leave the body, then the whole angle of vision is changed.
We will learn through this in our practice.
Master gives you first day some experience to rise about, to open the inner eye, something to start with. Then by day to day regular practice he learns to. Regular practice makes regular. You see, when you know how to leave body daily, well, it is at the time of death, you will willingly go. So I know, for instance, I am going back, you see, I have no fear of going back, you see. So whenever master comes, you see, he says, well, man cannot be had up number years first unless man learns how to leave the body at will. How can he go to enter the kingdom of God? That is within you. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. That is within you. So this is the first step, you see. We start where the ABC starts, of the paravidya, you might say. This is a religion. Above all religions of rites, rituals, dogma, and everything. This is what follows. Saint Rudolph tells us, the soul that is initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, that has got the same experience when it has at the time of leaving the body at death. So this is perhaps a very wonderful thing. People are afraid of dying and they are willing to have master tell us how to die. And there's no question now in your moment on this and that thing. This is outer form badges we are carrying, but this fate awaits us all without exception. This is what the masters did teach. Well, this is one thing which awaits everybody, and if you don't learn how to leave the body, you must be in agony, isn't it? This is mystery of life that has to be solved. But there are so many tensions in the house of our life. There are so many planes in all creation. According to those planes, God has given us bodies to work through when we want. But we cheat it. This iron curtain of body we cannot resist. All meditation will be followed. This pertains to the outgoing cycles. They are meant for the preparation of the ground. Developing love and devotion in us. They are good actions. But unless you don't leave your body at will and be conscious of that God power controlling all creation, you see me. Until then you cannot become selfless. So all masters say the world at large is either in feelings, are there in emotions, are they draw influences to come to some conclusion. They are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. Seeing arises when we shake off inferior. Then that seeing dwells more and more as we rise above. Other bodies, you see, yeah. Microcosm in the microcosm of the world. Your bodies are got into those planes. Enable us to just traverse in those planes at our will and prayer. If we more advanced, first such like personalities have been rare in the past, too, and even now they are there. Who know the way when they can give the way, put you on the way. And that requires further development, you see, by regular practice, by perseverance and steadiness, and with good character. See, the three things are far more important. So this seems that you are just leaving it at us, just addressing the master of master. I'm strange enough, very strange thing. You see, people are afraid of death, and now people are coming willingly to die, how to die, you see. Because there lies the door to heaven, when you rise of a body goes. This is what Christ said. Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus, who was an old man, he says, "When my Lord, I am an old man, how can I re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn?" The guy says, "Marvel not, I say unto you, you must die. First learn to die. First birth we have got in the flesh. This is the second. To be reborn. Flesh is born of the flesh and, flesh and spirit of the spirit. The first is born of the corruptible seed and the other of the incorruptible seed." But this is no new thing, you see. All masters have been referring to that. In the old days of the Athenians, the rishis, had that very custom. To make children twice born. Twice born. Reborn or twice born, this means the same thing. First they were born in the flesh. Then they were made to born into the beyond. That was called the twice born. And that twice born custom was performed only by the leaders, religious eyes, who were competent to give the children an experience to be born anew. The system even now continues. They used to give them the Gayatri Mantra. Om, Om, Vasa, Tatsvitruri. They had the competence to see, to raise their soul above body consciousness, to open the inner eye to see this light compared to the sun rising. Now the system is there. The same mantra is given there, but they are not competent to give them experience to be reborn or the twice born. So these are the truths, no new ones. All masters who came up in the past, they always gave out that. So what I am telling you, it is no new thing. As I told you, this is the old truths that we have forgotten. So this thing you cannot learn, you see, from those who are merely adept in the elementary steps, you see. But we have got many people like that, you know. You can see, please.
There are two chairs.
Yes. You can sit there. No.
Sit down,
that's all right. Not all of you to go, only to chairs, that's all right. That's better country. Yes, just get to see you. I was just hearing about you. So glad to see you. Just sitting here talking over about our problem of life, the main problem of life. Generally, you see, everybody is afraid of death. There is no exception to the rule. All who are born must leave the body somewhere. Even the very saints and masters who came in the past, they had to leave the body. And we have to, there can be no exception to the rule. We are afraid of death for two reasons. First reason is, we do not know how to die. What happens at the time of death? The soul is withdrawn from the underneath, withdrawn to the back of the eyes, with the seat of the soul in the body. Eyes are upturned. Then drops in comes. You see? We do not know how to leave the body. We have to leave the body. And second cause is, we do not know where to go, what to do. We are not sure. So for these two reasons, men are afraid of death. So they say, the lost enemy that we have to conquer is death. How to conquer? You cannot escape. Then, conquest will come only if you know how to die. You know? Saint Plutarch tells us that those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul experience has the same experience as it has at the time of death. So, have conquered, so death is to know how to die. That is why all masters tell us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. It's all what Prophet Muhammad said, so Guru Nanak says, you must learn while alive. Kabir says, because we do not know how to die while alive, that is, you do that. When you know how to leave the body, our whole angle of being will change. This very body, which was the first companion while coming into the world, well, it does not go along with us when we leave the body. Then how those things which have come in our contact through this body, how can they go? That is why all masters say, lay thy treasures in heaven, where no moth shall eat. So it is strange, you know. That the masters of the higher order now, you would say. There are many masters. They were there in the past too, and even now. When you go to him, they give you the very first day, the lesson, how to die, how to leave the body, how to rise above body code. how your eye can become single to see the light of God. When one has an experience is given, you see, there to be that more bliss and beauty inside. All glory and beauty lies within you. When they have a taste of that, experience of that sweetness and intoxication within, naturally everybody would like to dance. So by learning to rise above body consciousness, we begin to enter the kingdom of God. We must be born anew, Christ said. It is the birth of soul into the beyond. Not birth of the flesh. Flesh is born of the flesh, spirit of the spirit. These questions were also prevalent in the old times, other places too. There is no new science being given out, new truth. It is the old truth. But all masters came and gave out the same thing. Prophet Muhammad gave the same thing. Oh, when go learn to die, if you want to derive the full benefit of having a man's body. And the man was saying, well, is it to death and we leave? What do you want to do? He said, well, it is not such a death which will lead you to the grave, but from darkness to light. Kavi says so, Guru Nanak says so, all of the masters, Mirabai says so, Tulsi, they say so. So this is something practical. This was taught by the masters who came in the past. They gave testimony to it. But now we have forgotten that thing. St. Paul was asked whether you dying, he said, I die daily. What is that? That is only transference of physical into the beyond. When you first learn to die, your angle of vision, the whole angle of vision is changed. When you've got more bliss inside, naturally you're unattached from outside. If you do serve the humanity, you serve the humanity from the angle of vision of the soul and the God residing in every heart. So these are the truths that have been given by almost all masters. Strange enough, we find that people are afraid of death and men are coming to the feet of the masters to learn how to die willingly. Untimely deaths are occurring. Those who come to the masters, they give them a sitting for a while. They rise above body consciousness, they see, this body is gone. The inner eye opens, they see the light, begin to see the light. They begin to hear the voice of God too. That is why Christ said to his disciples, blessed are you, while you see things what the old prophets could not see. You hear things what the old prophets and righteous men could not hear. So when you come to your master, you know how to die. And you know how to die, then no fear of death is there, you die daily. And Guru Nanak said, learn 100, to die 100 times a day at will. So first step that we have to take is to rise above the iron curtain of the man body. You know yourself, you come in contact with Lord, you have got bread of life in the water of life, you see, which is world personified. You become spiritually healthy. On the spiritual health depends the health of mind and body both. So these are the teachings which are given by all masters who came in the past. Those teachings still stand. But for want of practical people we have forgotten. That's why. For that, of course, pure purity of heart is required. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So this is what all masters have been given. This talk was going on just before he came here. So for that reason then, we are concerned mostly with that. All we have done various schools of thought only for that purpose, to solve the mystery of life. When you solve it well, you can help others too. with a practical subject of self-analysis.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang from Master Kirpal Singh. The talk you just heard was called Learn to Die Alive, a While Alive, So You May Begin to Live, from January 22, 1964. Our reader this morning is Rudy Cascone. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, David.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Today's talk, I'm going to read from the May 1975 Satsang Desh. The talk is called Decide Your Aim in Life. And there's a question. Master questions. How do you find things? All right. Any questions? Yes, please. Anything. Any question. Master, it seems that it is not only difficult, but almost impossible to make a decision till you get onto the third plane where you have a view, because we are so limited here in our early stages. Master says, then, questioner, earlier it was easy to make decisions because you were thinking mostly on the terrestrial level. But now you realize that it is so limited. Not impossible, though. No, not impossible, but, Master, the word impossible is found in the Dictionary of Fools. It is possible. Reach there, then decide, or decide now, based on whatever you know in the worldly experience of the past. And using common sense, decide. At least that much is sure. All scriptures say the highest aim man has got before him in the human body is to know God. That much you know, I think, don't you? You mean assume that which you know? Master, not assumption. It is given in the scriptures, you see. God sent people and uttered through his mouthpiece. I think we have to take this for granted until we see for our own self. They, the scriptures, have also prescribed ways which are parallel to the saints. Either way, but try to reach there first and then decide. Even then, you will come to realize to that realization. To make the best use of the time we have been given, have been allotted the golden opportunity. All say the highest aim before us is to solve the mystery of life, who we are, what we are, our connection with all around us, or those below us, and some higher power controlling us. Take that away, now see how far you have done it. This is the highest. How far have you developed? You have developed physically, of course, and enough intellectually. What have you done spiritually? Only that much you know from the scriptures or read. Now we have to verify the very statements made by those scriptures. And the great motto of all saints is, don't believe until you see for your own self. Maybe a little more. If somebody says, all right, you will have it after death. It is your will and pleasure. Who knows what will happen after death? Or they say, do it, and you will have it after 4 or 6 years. Suppose you die tonight. So they must give you some demonstration to start with. They come to make people see who do not see. Is it not so? All masters say the same thing. We are not in the know of them because we have not read these scriptures thoroughly. So whatever is there in the scriptures, take for granted. Start from there, then do it. If you wait until our deathbed, and if we have not reached the third plane, well, why not start from here? Now we have to see how far we have proceeded that way. The ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness at will. Guru Nanak says, how many times? He says, 100 times a day. And if you are competent there, you can mock death. Yes, this is the ABC for which we have been given, something to start with. Procrastination is the thief of time. There is what all scriptures say. This is what all scriptures say. We always postpone, always postpone. We will do that after such and such, and we will do this when we retire. We will do this. That time never comes, you see. We may be cut off before. We should not be aimlessly adrift. And most of us are aimlessly adrift. If you decide that you have to do this thing, then you will do everything to have that thing. So I always say, decide what your aim in life is. What is your aim in life? When I was reading in the ninth class, a retired missionary came and gave a talk, 1, 2, 3, or 4 days. After that, he questioned everybody. What aim have you decided upon? Everyone said in his own way, I want to become an advocate. Some said a doctor. Some said a businessman. So on. I was sitting in the back row. When I stood up, I said, I read for knowledge's sake. He gave a one-hour talk about that. So that decision sometimes comes naturally. Otherwise, we have, by discrimination, to come to that decision sooner or later. Why not start from the experience had by others and start all at once with it? This will save you time. Make the best use of your time you have here. Have you decided any aim before you? I tell you, it took me more than 10 days to decide that. And in the evening when I returned from the office, I used to go all alone to my lonely place. That question crossed my own self. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, deciding my mission in life. I was very fond of books, libraries of books. So it took me around 10 days or so to decide. God first, world next. And when you once decide something, you are to do little for that. Others come up to help. You have to do these things. Man is only perfect when he develops all around. All three, physically, intellectually, spiritually. When I was reading in the ninth class, I read one full library. That was my hobby. And at that time, there was a book in about 4 or 5 volumes, Saints of the World. Most of my subjects were only ethical, not novels, with a few exceptions. Westward Ho, Last Days of Pompeii, and Ivanhoe. Those are all the novels I read. So decide something before you. Then it will become easy. It may take time to decide, but that time will come. And once you have decided, there is no problem. Every step that you will take will go in the right direction. This does not mean that you should not develop physically and intellectually. You should be perfect all round, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Spiritually only when you see. You may have any labels on your body that makes no difference. The other day a man came here for me and asked, is there a God? And I said, do you exist? Yes, he said. I said, do you know who you are? You have to leave this body someday. Now, in the body, you cannot run away out through the eyes or open mouth. There is something which is controlling you. As you exist, he also exists. But he has not seen it. So we must become conscious co-workers of the divine plan. See and then say. See and then praise. And if you have got some experience, then there may be more after. All masters say, what does it profit a man if he gains the possession of the whole world and loses one's own soul? Reading and writing all books are only helping factors. You may know all scriptures by rote at your command, intellectually, but they will give you nothing. You must try to understand what they say, whether those who say have got the experience. Have you got the same experience? We should only believe when we see for our own self. At the start, we have to just take up certain practices. Really, if we're after it, it is not difficult. if you do only half-heartedly, sometimes digging a pit here, then another pit there, then another pit there, some 5 feet, some 8 feet, some 7 feet, you will find water nowhere. Tap inside, Emerson says. Everything is within you. Guru Arjan says, those who seek him outside are going amiss. Archimedes, poor fellow, was in search of the center of the world to find out that which makes the whole world move. He could not. And one saint says, when I went to Mecca, they showed me one place. They thought it was the center of the world. The center is within you. Great is man, you see. Even the angels cherish to be man, to have the man body first. They are enjoying their appointments, but they have to take up the man body to go on further. Differences are only man-made, our own make. The criterion of all men, whether they are bearing this label or that, is one. Be ye perfect, as your Father is in heaven. Christ says, and Tenth Guru says, be a Khalsa. Khalsa means pure. And the criterion he gives is one who sees the full effulgent light of God. Hindus also say the same thing. Mohammedans also say the same. And Christians also see the light of God. So the ideal is the same. That school is better, which turns out many students who stand first. There is a competition, I would say. Run on in the race yourself. Reach first. Don't look to the right or left. Then you will reach God. And when you begin to judge others, that takes time. Stands in your way. When you reach the top of the hill, you'll see all around. It is only until then that so many things are not clear. When in a plain you see big mountains as only mounds, rivers appear like rivulets, gutters, trains run like creeping insects. All greatness of the world is put into shape. It appears so much now. We'll stop there and continue with this next talk called Mind Your Own Business. And it's from Pallagram, Kashmir, June 11th, 1973. There is a long-distance race going on. Everybody is running to reach the goal. What should we do? We should do our best to reach the goal and, if possible, be the first to reach it, to get the first prize. When you have been put on the way, hear ye all. Open your ears. Do not look to the left or right. Do not look to those coming up behind. Don't even compare yourself with anyone going ahead. Do your best to reach the goal. And if you help those lagging behind, you will be retarded. Don't mind who is running along with you. You go ahead. Don't look to the left or right. You follow? This is an example to show you what you should do. Once you have been put on the way, mind your own business. I'm using strong words. Mind your own business. Have good wishes for all. That is all right. But be concerned with your own progress. That is why I write to everyone. For spiritual things, you are directly connected to me. No one should stand between the initiate and the master, so far as spiritual things are concerned. Why try to help others at our own sacrifice? So reach the goal, and then if you are given that job, go on, do it. Some people begin to help others. It is a good thing, but the result is their progress is retarded, and they become bankrupt. So mind your own business. And when you see a man is going ahead, all right, you also go ahead. The one who has been given charge of initiation, it is his job to help everybody. Once you reach the goal, you may be given that job, if you are considered fit, but not otherwise. Do you follow my point? If a man who is himself drowning in a well tells people, well, you can get out of this if you go this way and then that way. Well, how does it look? Likewise, if you are drowning in the well of the world and you are guiding others who are also in the same plight, how do you stand? We are all drowned in the well of the body. If we come out, even then we should go further ahead and reach the goal, you see. So this is your personal goal, mind that, the personal work. Sometimes we slacken a little on the way, and the result is slow progress. Even those who do progress, their further progress can be retarded. Of course, they may guide others for a while, but that is not perfect guidance. That job is master's. If he tells you to help others, all right, do it. But unless he tells you, never do it. All who are on the way, try to follow what I say. This is a very important thing I'm now touching on. This is a general thing which stands in the way of our progress. We have to get the degree. Get the degree first, then you may be appointed to teach others. We start on our own helping others, but this guidance is not complete, and also our future is marred. Question, could you explain when you say don't help others? Master, follow the spirit of what I'm telling you. I never say don't help others. There are many ways to help, but in the spiritual way you cannot. You are already drowning in the well. How can you guide others? Well, how do you mean in the spiritual way when you say what to do in meditation? Master, once you have been given initiation, go to the master. My talks are there. My tapes are there. Go to them. But if you become the doer, your attention is there. You become the teacher. Your little ego becomes inflated, and your progress is retarded. So don't become the teacher. If the master says something, then you may repeat it. But there's a vast difference between the two things. You may say, master has explained the problem like this. The result will be that there will be many who reach the goal. The rabbit is running fast. Those who come first, second, third, get the prizes. So that is why Lord Krishna said, out of thousands, one comes to me, one is put on the way. To wish good for others is another thing. The books are full of the teachings. You are not the doer there. But the mind is a cunning friend. If you do something for someone and you feel happy at heart, I've taught him something. That spoils it. So follow the point I'm making. Don't compare. Mind your own business. If not, you will spoil everything. Sometimes you may think someone is senior to you, higher than you. Why? Those who are on the way, why should they compare who is going ahead or who is lagging behind? So go ahead. By comparing, sometimes something wrong will come up. We degrade others, and we have to pay for it. When you are running a race, go, run, 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 run. Reach the goal. He who reaches the goal, he goes to the highest, and everybody says, oh, he has won. Master's words are very few but pregnant with meaning. I have seen in my life two men in India and two from outside India who are a little advanced, who exerted, and Master sent them away. Every day someone comes up and says, well, as I know a little more, you should do it like this. You see? You follow my point? That means he becomes the teacher, and you are taken away from your own master for a while. Sometimes people even say, so-and-so is very much advanced. Therefore, that is why I say don't compare. Go on. Fly your own plane. Try and make your plane reach there first. Question, sometimes such and such a person advances. Master, this is exactly what I'm telling you. Comparing stands in our way. Mind your own business. If the man who carries the lamp gives light to others but remains in the darkness himself, then you have got your own husband. God has given him to you. If another person appears to be like your husband, then have respect for everybody. That is all right. But see what your master says. This is our failure. We sell what is sweet to others and what is left for us to drink, bitterness. Why not eat the sweets yourself? If someone is better or good or bad, he is there to watch. whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Nobody escapes. Even the incarnations and saints are not immune from this. I'm giving this out as a science, why you should not do these things. Understand that that is the most important thing. That is why to sit by a master gives you more than you can learn in hundreds of years. These are very simple things I'm telling you. When your house is on fire, what is your duty? To ask why the house is on fire, who put it on fire? Come out first. Reach, that's all. But do you know what we are doing? We want to guide others. Intellectuals can guide us only up to the standard they have reached. But first thing is to come out of the prison house of the body. There the ABC will start. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. The kingdom of God is within you. So the ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Come up. Come up. Those who are not here, Master points to the spot between the two eyebrows, who do not come here, they are all burned down, caught by the outward dacoits. Rise above where religion starts, where the ABC of religion starts. Someone has not gone up. Well, all right, he has not. Well and good. Have you gone up? Someone else is going down, telling lies, this and that. What about you? He who has taken the Batman under his custody is responsible. He will take care. Once you are given into the Master's custody, that is his responsibility. Before coming here, I was answering a letter. Someone claimed he had reached the goal and had been given orders. I told him, it is not to my knowledge, but if you want to do it, then do it. That is your responsibility, your own. I wish you all progress. The Master's job is very delicate. He is responsible for you in this life and in the other one too. It has nothing to do with lecturing nor intellectual wrestling. Knowledge is good. There is knowledge of the world, knowledge of the body, knowledge of diseases, knowledge of so many subjects. But of all knowledge, the knowledge of which is the highest is the knowledge of the self. With the knowledge of the self, you can succeed in any knowledge to which you turn your face. So weigh what I'm telling you. Just weigh what I'm telling you. May I ask a question, Master? 101, not one, to the best I know I will answer. Yes, please. Suppose a man came to me and I became aware that he was God intoxicated. And if I could pick it up very clearly, and if I was uplifted, although I never said a word, would I have the right to ask him, brother, would you give me a little guidance so I can become more like you? Master, this means that you have no faith in your own master, and you will have nothing. Oh, then you shouldn't ask him that? Master, why not ask your master? What is he for? Does it mean your master is not able to give you anything? He who has given you so much on the way so far, is he not competent to give you something further? But you would never have time to draw a breath if we all did that. Well, suppose I take you as my master. And when I think you are not sufficient, only then may I ask someone else to help me. Swami Shivdayal Singh was once sitting with some devotees. A man came up who had been on some pilgrimage. One of the devotees, taking the man by the neck, said, look here, bow down before the master. Here is the true master. This is your pilgrimage. But Swamiji said this was wrong. And he gave an example of a man fully devoted to his master who was drowning in a river. There was no help. Suddenly a hand came up to help him. Come, I will help you, the drowning man asked. Who are you? I am God. I don't want any help from anybody except my master. Then another hand appeared. Come up. I will help you. Who are you? I am Prophet Muhammad. I don't want your help. I want my own master. Only then did his master appear and save him. The reason why we look to others is because there is something wanting in our love for our own master. And if the master is wanting, that is another thing. But the master is a master. And if a master is up to the primary standard, he can only guide you to that class. If he is a matriculate, he will guide you up to the matriculate class. And if he goes beyond, then he can guide you further. A man can help others up to the extent he has advanced. So there is a question of masters and masters. All so-called masters are not masters. All gurus are not gurus. They have gone up to the level of their attainment. And that is why you are given the criterion of the five charged names as a test. Anyone inside who stands before the repetition of these names goes to the highest. Only the charged names can save you from any negative effects inside. There is more delusion inside than outside. Maulana Rumi guides us. Don't go the way without a guide. Don't go on the way without a guide. There are many dangers. There are many faults. Outside we have a government, but on the higher planes there is also a government. All masters who have left the earth scene help their followers further through the one pole who is working on earth. Lord Krishna used to meet so many. When I was at Lahore, one man came to me, having heard my talk, said he had seen Lord Krishna inside. I told him, well, all right, when you meet Lord Krishna again, ask him what to do further. Lord Krishna was also a follower of the Shabda Yoga. His job was different. That's all right, but we have respect for him. Later, this man told me he had seen Lord Krishna inside, and Lord Krishna told him, if you go to him, then I won't have to come to you. There's a regular government going on. People think it is like voting for a president or prime minister. It's not done by voting. Cleverness will not help you. You follow my point today. The man in the well cannot guide others. He can only say, try this and try that, but he won't be able to give you any practical guidance. When his own house is on fire, how can he help anyone else to get out of the burning house? So, mind your own business. In very simple words, what is the truth behind this? Have respect for all. If the others are not good, I mean the so-called masters, all right. This is their fate. You pray for them. That is all. Don't compare. Those who have the right, those who are highest, they might have the right, but they tell us not to speak against anybody or lose respect for anyone. This is what is wanted. If you lose respect, we are the loser. This is a very delicate point. I would be happy if there were more givers. My job would be easier. But who can give? Who can appoint the guru? When Guru Nanak was about to leave the earth plane, people asked him, how will we find you again? He gave a very good example. Your friend is always there. If he comes in others' clothes, won't you respect him? There is a very strict law. When my master appointed me to give talks, I begged him, don't give me this job. Give me some other job. It's very kind of you, but give me some other job. He asked, why? I replied, because he who looks out of respect to you, that is debited against you. How much have I got? And then he said, when my hand is over your head, and then he stretched out his hand, then why are you afraid? When you think of the master and do everything in the name of the master, when you are not the doer, you are saved. A little man who begins to give talks considers in his heart of hearts that he is the master. He says he is very humble, but at heart he feels that he is something. And when he begins to think that way, then the whole debit goes to his bank balance. You follow today's talk, dear friends. Save yourselves. Mind your own business. God will bless you. You are in the race. Reach first. Do not look left or right. Who is running faster? Who is falling behind? Have good wishes for all. Pray to God. May thy peace be unto all the world over under thy will, O God. Under thy will. This is Guru Nanak's prayer. Let all go to thee, O God. help everybody to meet thee. Thousands start on the way. Most of them fall on the way. Most, not a few, but most. Out of these thousands, one reaches the goal. The others are delayed. So only when he wants you to do something should you do it. And never take the credit for yourself. And when you have got your master, what does he say? Love everyone. They are going on. They are running. If God wants to make them first, they will be first. Do not be the doer. The sum total of this must be digested, and that is why I say, I'm no lecturer, but when a point comes up, it gets thrashed out. Thank God. You understand? Then mind your own business. Go on with your meditation, each one in his own way. You may pray for others, that's all right. He will help everyone. But pray to him who can give to everybody, and make sure it is not you who are giving. Well, this ends our talk, and thank you, Master, for your words of wisdom. Thank you, David.
Well, thank you, Rudy, for reading for us. Could you tell us again what you were reading?
Yes, okay. I started with Decide Your Aim in Life from the May 1975 Satsang Desh, and then this talk, Mind Your Own Business, which is from Phalagram Kashmir, June 11th, 1973.
Great, thank you. We had 73 callers at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Now, please hang up your phones.